Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on Friday. I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 24 today. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. So I was just reading that. I was telling myself, take a deep breath. How fascinating for us as we either begin our day or end our day with the concept that the earth is the Lord's. Now, there's a lot of details that have to take place on the earth. And I realize there's a lot going on in your heart. There's a lot going on in my heart. And how cool is it to stop this morning and just say, the earth is the Lord's. It all belongs to you. It will be taken care of today because you're in charge. Not only is the earth his, the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. Everything out of Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2, it's all his today. Now, I realize that you have agendas and things you have to do, places that you're going to go, meetings that you're going to have. But as you start, remind yourself who's in charge. Take a deep breath and say, okay, Lord, I'm yours today, and I know the fullness of all of that dwells in you today. How different will you be in confidence if you rest in the fullness of the Lord, or comfort, or encouragement, or to know that you are cared for today? And so as we enter into a world, enter into the day, I want us to do that with anticipation. I want us to do that with excitement. I don't want us to wake up and think, well, I wonder what I'm going to read in the news this morning, or I wonder what happened in this area. But just to think, okay, I'm waking up today and the fullness of everything is my Father's. I'm ending my day, and some of us are going to have, you know, successful days, good days, bad days, struggles. Pausing and saying, okay, Lord, all of this day has been yours. None of it has caught you by surprise. None of it says, well, whoa, wait a minute, maybe I need to refocus that. It's all yours. And I realize that we're human, and I realize that we have a tendency, and I realize that there's a lot going on. But how cool is it to wake up and say, okay, it's all yours today. I'm all in. So no matter where you are today, it'll be a choice that you can make even in the morning or throughout your day. As things get a little bit crazy or things get, you know, extra, there's blessings that you can say, okay, Lord, that's just all you. It has nothing to do with me. It's all yours, because the fullness of that dwells in you. The world and all who's in it, all that's you today. So Father, thank you for allowing us to have another day. Allow us to enjoy the one who created the day, the maker of the day, the strength for today. And all that's in today, all those things, it's yours. So help us to walk in those and follow those and surrender to you in that as we go forward each day, as we wake up and seek your face. May we know that you're big enough. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us on Let's Talk.